Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, October the 22nd. It's National Make a Dogs Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Pet Department. You know, they have way more animals there than at the last zoo I was at. It was awful. They only had one dog. It was a shih tzu.
It's been a pleasure working with you, sir.
Pronunciation, sir.
I don't know how this Kmart pet department fits with today's theme. There's gerbils and budgies. I don't really understand that.
Oh, goodness. Well, let us get to Sir with the weather.
Well, it is Friday, not a fantastic one, but it is Friday all the same. Cool and cloudy will be the name of the game for today and into the weekend. Currently 6, working our way up to a high of 9, but at least no rain is expected. And for National Make a Dogs Day, just a random daily shout-out reminder that every dog has his day, but a dog with a broken tail will have a weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Well, National Make a Dogs Day.
No, but in that case, I'm just going to say the tail is not going to wag the dog.
Oh, wow. Well, today provides an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives and give them a forever home. That was the case with Harley and Bauer. I adopted Bauer from a blacksmith, in fact. And as soon as we got home, we need a bolt for the door. although Rain did get Eddie from a breeder. What a cute dog. I remember when I first met him, he was so cute. One time, Rain asked me if I had seen the dog bowl. I asked, 5-pin or 10-pin? And some dogs are unbelievably smart, but regardless of breed, they cannot operate complex medical equipment like cats can. Little shout out to Jerry there. But I did have a great start to the day today. I did accidentally use the dog's shampoo. I'm feeling like such a good boy.
Well, we don't want to know about your itches. And if you can look down there, you're a lot more...
Whoa!
Oh, it's on the cake, gosh. Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh. there's an off-air story about giving a cat a bath, but more on that later. The only way out of this is with music, so it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Baha Men? And Who Let Those Dogs Out?
Oh, you know what? We're doing a Snoop Dogg song, actually, when Snoop was Snoop Lion, because... I had forgotten his Snoop Lion. And to be honest, I don't know. Have you listened to the album, Ventura?
No, I didn't. I didn't listen to the album.
I can't lie. The album is pretty fire because he has everybody on that album. All John Holt, I think he had producing a song on the album.
I didn't know there was anything by Snoop Dogg we could actually share on here.
This is so I went deep. You know what I'm saying? He did a gospel album too. So, of course, he can share something like that. But his reggae album, Snoop Lion, and he actually has an interesting story about how he made that album. But the album has a really cool song on there called Rebel Way, which I've come to really like. And I'm just going to read a few lines from it. He starts with, there's so much death, so much destruction, so much mayhem, and there's so much misunderstanding in music. And we have to remember when this was recorded, probably about 5 years ago, we know... And music is always problematic, but dancehall and hip-hop has its own different level of problematic involved in it as well. We're losing so many great musicians, and we don't love them while they're here. And I want to be loved while I'm here. And the only way to get love is to give love. You can't run away. You got to face this. You can't run away. You got to face this. Time is moving fast. Can't dwell on the past. Make this moment last. While we have the chance, old dreams will fade for the new ones made. Nothing stays the same. Do it the rebel way. So I really liked how the song begins. That's always my favorite part. And yeah, I think it's appropriate for dogs because they always want to be loved. But it's also just in general appropriate for us. You know, many of us, I know James has had a tough week where every time he turned on his computer, something went wrong. And as much as sometimes we want to just get away from all of this, you really can't, right? So let's do our best this weekend. Just, you know, let some of those things from the week fade a little bit away. Look forward to next week and just try to make it a good week next week. So that is my pick today. Rebel way, rebelling against the retrograde that seems to not want to leave us. And moving forward and just, yeah. Like you said, old dreams will fade for the new ones made. So that's my pick today. Rebel way by Snoop and Lion.
Cool. Yeah, what a great pick me up to get through this week. You know, do your best and forget the rest, right? And for sure today, I'm getting that iTunes playlist going. For sure. yeah, I've got this really long list of things I've started now.
James, on Dalmatian Dog Day, shouldn't it be Spotify?
Oh, yes, indeed. We're going to expand our music selection and get twice as many people listening to us. Well done, sir. Yeah, I think I've got an in to get this list done now because I've got this list of what to do when the internet goes down or the network goes down or Wi-Fi is down or SIS is down or the power goes out or the computer system is hacked or the internet is slow or the Wi-Fi is slow. So playlist is on each one of those lists.
The only problem is you saved them in Word.
Actually, I saved them in audio conferencing. Oh, goodness. Well, Ventura, you know, that Python app you introduced yesterday was really cool, but it squeezed my phone, and now I got limited responses, so a bit of a hitch there. What do you got up for us this weekend?
You know, in keeping with today's theme, I'm going to recommend a couple movies that the star is a dog, right? So let me ask you guys this. What's your favorite movie that has a dog in it?
Any Old Yeller. Movie with Fred. Old yeah. Yeller. Oh, sir. Oof. Get the tears going already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never watched that one. I should probably go look up that one. That's a good one, right?
That's not a feel-good.
You're going to start
without. It's not. Dog Day Afternoon.
101 Dalmatians. I do love that movie. Yeah, and it has many dogs.
That's one of the picks for today. One of the picks is 101 Dalmatians, right? It's a very good movie to watch, especially with kids. They'll fall in love with dogs for sure. The other movie is Alpha. Anybody ever watch that one?
Yes.
More thought of a wolf than a dog, but it's a great movie as well. So go check out those two movies. And then just for those of you who have dogs, today's a great day to do some fun things with your dog, right? So probably grab your phone, take a few nice pictures, and go for that long, healthy walk. And if you're feeling like giving and sharing, go volunteer at a local shelter for dogs. That should be fun. So that's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Great advice, and basketball season starting. We can get into some Air Bud as well. With that.
Maybe for the day, you could put us all with dog filters on.
I am not a dog. I am a vice principal.
As you can see.
Or at least I play one on this podcast.
Well, I want to see Fred there with his dog filter on.
Actually, to me, can you work out a face swap? You put your face on Freddy's body and vice versa.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that worked out well. Oh, hang on. I got to move my screen out. You can move your screen on Teams. Sometimes you only get part of somebody. Right yeah. There, all I had was Fred on my screen. So I've moved it back over. Now Tamik's back there holding the dog.
Okay, it is Friday. Let's get to Friday's joke of the week.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling much in the hilarity mood after mentioning Old Yeller, which reminded me of the time that I took my bulldog to the vet and I said, hey, you know, vet, I think there's a problem with my bulldog. It seems to be cross-eyed. He paused for a minute and he goes, All right, I'm not sure what I can do here, but anyway, he reaches over and picks up the bulldog and has a look, pauses, and after a couple of minutes, he says, I think I'm gonna have to put it down. I said, what? How can you do that to my bulldog? He goes, well, it's really, really, really heavy.
Full head shakes and head grabs. Well done, sir. All right, on this dog day afternoon, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier.